Obviously, within the game, within the flow of the game, you're warm, you're, you know, running up and down. So it's, you know, your first shot's going to come somewhere. So you just got to be ready. And I think, obviously, I was. And, you know, whether it's 2 minutes in the game or 2 minutes left in the game, you know, it's always got to be confident to put it up. And I think that I was.
Talk to Coach about this collective effort. Everything had to be working to a high level to control St. Louis in the way you guys did, especially Goodwin and French. Can you talk about the play of the entire team? Everyone was playing their roles, especially when it came to the physical play of this game.
Yeah, especially, you know, Matt McKillop gave us a great scout for this game. You know, they're a bunch of big, physical guys. They really won a great offensive rebounding team, so, you know, that was a focus for us, you know, keeping them off the offensive glass, you know, limiting a lot of their easy second-chance buckets. So, you know, we did that, and we stuck to the game plan, and, you know, it obviously worked out really well for us. And got a lot of easy offense, and then just finished it out, played good offense, led to good defense on the other end.
Mike, what's the locker room like after a win like this?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, everybody's, you know, after everybody just plays their heart out there, and, you know, the guys on the bench are giving their all as well. It's great to come to the locker room and, you know, just a great team environment after a game like this. And, you know, Coach just said, you know, you go home tonight and you'll be absolutely exhausted laying in bed, but you just have just a fantastic feeling.
All right, they tied at 41, and they had not led at all, and they did not lead the rest of the game, but you guys responded with an 8-1 run from kind of the 10-minute mark of the second half to about the 8-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see in that run? Because that kind of got you guys a separation that you held the rest of the way.
You know, Coach always, you know, he preaches to us the game's you know, rounds, so 10 rounds in big momentum rounds, you know, coming out of breaks and stuff like that. So, you know, when they tied up, you know, we just got to stick to our principles, you know, play great defense, and then our offense will come. And, you know, I think once they tied it up, we did a great job of staying calm, which is something that we've really had to work on this year. You know, when teams come back, we've sometimes been losing our poise, so it's great to see that we handled it really well, and we're able to close the game out.
Mentioned the big three-pointer here. You had a key stick back as well under this basket. Two big blocks. How exhilarating is that for you in a moment like this? Come up with a couple big blocks.
You know, it's just being in the right position on defense. You know, it's always great to help your team out. You know, utilize my strengths, my length, my IQ on defense. So anything I can do to help the team get a big play and help us win.
And finally, Mike, with everything that's happened in search of big wins this year that didn't come, how big do you think this could be for this version of the Wildcats?
Yeah, I think this could, you know, we've been talking about it in over the past couple of weeks, you know, just a turning point. You know, we've had some rough patches, but, you know, if we can get playing well, playing as a team, and we turn that corner, I think we can really be really dangerous.
Well, Mike, thank you for your time. Appreciate you stopping by.
Yep, thank you so much.